The Biden administration plans to restrict the use of anti-personnel landmines by the U.S. military. These are mines specifically designed to hurt or kill enemy troops. And the policy is a change from the Trump administration's more permissive approach. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
In conflict zones around the world, landmines kill and injure thousands of people a year, most of them civilians. And though the U.S. is not a part of an international treaty banning landmines, it is taking a step in that direction. Undersecretary of State Bonnie Jenkins announced a new policy today.
The United States' new policy on anti-personnel landmines is centered on people, the communities, and the individuals around the world who seek peace and security.
The U.S. is restricting landmine use everywhere but on the Korean Peninsula. Another top State Department official, Stanley Brown, says the U.S. needs to defend South Korea from a potential invasion from the North.
Basically, we're not going to develop or produce or acquire anti-personnel landmines. We're not going to export or transfer anti-personnel landmines. We're not going to use them outside the Korean Peninsula. Part of the policy is also to undertake to destroy all anti-personnel stockpiles not required for the defense of the Republic of Korea.
He says the U.S. policy is back to where it was during the Obama administration. Anti-landmine activists call this a step in the right direction.
It is not sufficient. It does not finish the job. It does not get us over the finish line.
Jeff Meir runs an aid group called Humanity and Inclusion, which is a founding member of the International Campaign to Ban Landmines.
Humanity and Inclusion believes firmly that there is no place in today's modern world for landmines, anti-personnel landmines in particular. And we believe that the United States should now and forever forswear the use of anti-personnel landmines and should accede to the mine ban treaty that 164 other nations have already agreed to.
Most U.S. allies are part of the 1997 treaty. China, Russia, India, Syria, and Iran are among those who haven't signed. The State Department's Stanley Brown says the new U.S. policy is in sharp contrast to what Russia is doing in Ukraine.
Where there's compelling evidence that Russian forces are using explosive munitions, including landmines, which is causing extensive harm to civilians and damage to vital civilian infrastructure there.
Cleanup is costly and dangerous, and landmines pose a long-lasting threat, as Annie Scheel points out. She's with the Center for Civilians in Conflict.
Landmines are indiscriminate weapons that cause devastating harm to civilians for decades after they are used. So this new policy is a really welcome and critical step towards bringing the United States in line with the global consensus against landmines.
She'll be pushing the Biden administration to move quickly to destroy stockpiles of landmines and to continue to fund demining programs around the world. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.